KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, heavier showers currently around the Avoca, Minden, and western, northwestern Pottawatomie County areas around Underwood down to Council Bluffs and McClelland. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 a.m. for Cass, Adair, Adams, Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. The primary threat will be for large hail and damaging winds. In the news, officials with SWTA, the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency based in Atlantic, have announced their summer bus service will once again be open to kindergarten through 12th grade students living within 2 miles of the Atlantic city limits. Students may be taken to any pre-approved location, such as the library, swimming pool, YMCA, piano lessons, vacation Bible school, and so on. The rides are available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call the SWTA office at 800-842-8065. SWTA says it was able to dramatically reduce transportation rates this year thanks to a new sponsorship program with donations from local businesses and organizations. Parents may purchase a whole unlimited summer pass for just $40, and that'll be good for May 27th through August 22nd, or for $1 per ride. Registration is required for kids to ride the SWTA bus. You can stop into the SWTA office at 1501 Southwest 7th Street between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday to fill out a registration form and prepay for the rides. Registration is also available on the website swipco.org, and fares may be paid online. Families must have a registration form filled out with contact information and allowable destinations before a child is allowed to ride. For more information, you can call Kristen Templeton at 800-842-8065. All rides are also open to the non-student public for $5 per ride. Officials of the TS Banking Group in Trainer on Tuesday announced an agreement has been reached to acquire a bank in Corning. TS entered into the purchase agreement with Bluegrass Bank Corporation Incorporated in Corning to acquire the Okey Vernon First National Bank with banking assets of $85 million. TS Banking Group is a joint venture between Trainer Bank Shares Incorporated, the bank holding company of Trainer State Bank with banking assets of $290 million, and TS Contrarian Bank Shares Incorporated, the bank holding company of the Bank of Tioga in North Dakota, with banking assets of $300 million. The TS Banking Group is headquartered in Trainer. Okey Vernon First National Bank's name will be changed to TS Bank and become part of the TS Bank branch network. A supervisor candidate forum has been scheduled for Thursday, May the 19th in Griswold. The forum will showcase all supervisor candidates running in the June 7th primary election and will start at 7 p.m. That's at the Griswold Community Center. The candidates from each district that are participating include District 1, Steve Green, Dave Jones, and Dale Ritalik. District 4, Rocky Anderson, Ryan Askelin, Steve Byard, Todd Hansen, Nick Hensley, Barry Moore, and Dana Kunze. And in District 5, Jay Ford Lillard, Bernard Pettinger, and Frank Waters. The public is encouraged to attend and interact with all the candidates running for Cass County Supervisor's seat. Again, that forum will be held Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Griswold Community Center. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people from Cass County were arrested at around 11 p.m. Monday following an investigation into an incident that took place near 335th and Quail Avenue. 26-year-old Brittany Christina Sampson of Atlantic was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, and 29-year-old Samuel Huffman of Anita was arrested for driving while revoked. The pair were transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. Huffman was said to be transported to Cass County for processing on an outstanding warrant in Cass County. Cass County Sheriff's deputies assisted with that situation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office also reported yesterday the arrest of a Stanton woman. At around noon, deputies arrested 30-year-old Jennifer Ingersoll of Stanton on a warrant for 3 counts of prohibited acts, a Class C felony, and tampering with records. Ingersoll was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Gary Smouse, age 73, of Bayard, died Sunday at the VA hospital in Des Moines. A visitation for Gary Smouse will be held from 9 a.m. until noon today at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Carolyn Essington Chesterman, age 89, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died Sunday in Urbandale. Graveside services for Carolyn Chesterman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakfield Cemetery in Brayton. Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel of Des Moines, has arrangements. George Clark, age 82, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th in California. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Waveland Township Cemetery, south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Viola Speaker, age 105, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And James Jim Robert Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died Saturday in an auto accident east of Oneida. Funeral services for Jim Snyder will be on May 21st at 10 a.m. at the Adair Casey High School. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.